In today's episode, we deal with some mature subject matter. At the end of the episode, we mentioned some websites. By no means, under any circumstances, type in those website names. Thank you.
Hey, happy Black Friday.
Hey, happy Black Friday.
It's in Canada now this year. It's a Black Friday tradition from the U.S. Appears to have spilled over the border.
Oh, yeah, well, we got it too here in Japan.
Oh, really? Yeah, so, like, I mean, you should see the sales and discounts. It's crazy. The sales is good in Japan?
Sales? What?
Yeah, like Black Friday. It's the traditional kickoff of Christmas buying season. It comes right after Thanksgiving. So you have Thanksgiving on the Thursday, and then Black Friday is the big... It's like one of the biggest shopping days of the year. You have these crazy sales all over the place. You always have the news footage of people breaking down the doors, and you see fat people running through the malls and stuff like that.
Hey, so, check it out. What do you think? Can you see on the video?
Oh, Jesus. What is that?
Well, that's what we wear. It's Black Friday.
Why are you in blackface?
Well,
That's not what...
It's not racist here.
No, that's not what Black Friday means.
Look, the Japanese usually mess up Western holidays the first few times, you know? Like, we had Santa crucified in the department store, that kind of thing. And they still do the Kentucky Fried Chicken at Christmas. At Halloween, they all dress up like the Pope. But, you know, people forgive them because they're cute, like little dolls.
You're already forgiven.
I'm going to go wash this stuff up. Two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the Future Jerks. Future Jerks.
Yeah, well, Superhost 2000 is the part of the show where you learn a little bit about us and what we've been up to.
Wait, we can't do Superhost 2000 yet.
Why not?
I just looked at the Nielsen ratings.
Uh-huh.
Apparently our listeners are not telling other people about our show.
What?
Yeah, they're listening to it, thinking it's super funny or dumb, and they're keeping it to themselves.
That's terrible. What do they need to do to rectify that?
Please, dear audience, we don't ask much from you. We would love your organs if you could offer them to us. What organs would you like, Scott?
Spleen.
I would like the audience member's skin and wear it around like a coat. Maybe make a couch out of it. The skin is the largest human organ.
Yes, I've heard that.
So anyway, send us your organs or tell your friends and enemies about Future Jerks, please.
Yeah.
Because we tried advertising. What did we do?
What did we do?
Well, our advertising campaign.
Oh, well, we put on those cut-off shorts and we sat at the corner of that intersection offering car washes. That really wasn't well planned.
Like one new listener. Hi, listener, Jerry. Hey.
Jerry was kind of nice guy.
Oh, no, he just unsubscribed.
Oh.
We shouldn't mention people by name.
Okay, so, listeners, give us $3 million or you can just go to iTunes and give the show a 5-star review and a little bit of a review there with some words. They don't need to sequentially mean anything, but, you know, we just like the letter shapes to be there.
If you live in a rural area.
Rural.
Basically, the telephone of the city is homeless people because they spread information around.
And
head lice. Telegraph of the city. And head lice, you tell a homeless person about our show and they'll tell someone who's not homeless or homeless people that have iPods.
Yeah, homeless people are like the town crier.
Okay, that's enough begging. Okay, if you've been skipping ahead in this podcast, stop here.
We are the Super Hosts 2000.
So, Ray.
Yes.
When you visited me in October.
Uh-huh.
You brought a bag of penises with you.
Yeah.
You think you might want to explain what that was all about?
Well, I'm trying to empathize with the gay members of her. Oh, no. The bag of penises was for the dog. You see.
Please explain.
Well, in Japan, you can't. Okay. Caesar Millan, you know Caesar, dog whisperer, right? He's always going on in his books and his TV show about these things called bully sticks. He calls them bully sticks, and he explains these are bull penises that you buy at a pet store. They're dried, they look like bull penises, like what you'd expect. Kind of stretched out a little bit, I think.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, these bull penises, I went to the pet store, I bought them, and I brought them back to Japan with me. And that's about the end of the story, unless you want to know what happened once I gave it to the dogs.
Or how you you got through customs, because that would have been embarrassing if you had a, like a bag full of penises. Like, you know, Paul McCartney got nailed for like drugs at least from the Japanese
that
like
been
customs.
A great headline.
Yeah, headline. No pun intended.
Oh my god. Well, there's no heads on them. But anyway,
whoa.
Listen. Yeah, they chopped the little mushroom cap off.
Jesus.
The dogs were thrilled to get their wieners. But here's the problem: they smell very penile.
And then they
like
lick
the
your
whole,
face, right?
Our entire home, I think, within about 15 minutes, smelled like a trucker's beaded car seat. Like, it was really penis-y. Oh, my God. It lingers. Like, I put them away. I put them in the freezer just to get rid of the smell. And, like, put them in a Ziploc, put them in the freezer. And you could still, it still smelled like a hockey bag.
Wow.
I just didn't think, like, when Caesar recommended these things, he didn't mention that your entire home is going to smell like
a wang.
Like a wang. You're talking about a board processor, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. They always have that weird smell when you turn them on.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah.
That's, and does the dog eat it and then lick your face?
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Snowball.
Exactly.
Give us the update on what's going on with in the world of Scott Future.
Oh, I sold my rowing machine.
Oh, but you use that every day.
I used it at least once since I've had it. You know, it was really hard for me to part with it. And
don't you find?
Oh, my toilet exploded. My toilet exploded.
Back to this rowing machine. That's far more interesting. This rowing machine. I'm just worried that now that it's gone. When did you get rid of it?
Saturday.
Hey, we're back.
What was that?
You didn't pause, right?
I did not pause. There's... Hello? Hello?
Hey!
Wow! Did you get attacked by a Godzilla or something? Because I didn't know what was going on here. Like,
it was a technical glitch. You didn't pause, right?
I didn't pause, but I was like starting to get concerned that seriously Mothra was attacking you.
So bag of dicks. No. We were on your rowing machine. Scott, when did you get rid of this thing?
On Saturday, like I said, or is this going to crash your computer again when I say the word Saturday?
Don't you feel the rowing urge now that it's gone?
I do. I satisfy it through pelvic thrusts randomly.
You know, a long time ago, I got rid of my Nintendo 64. And the next day, I was like, oh my God, I need to play that rowing game on the Nintendo 64. The people at home are screaming into their podcast machines. Hey, play the news. We want to hear news. Not you jerks talking.
News from the year 2080.
A long time ago, maybe in the 90s, a very wise person once said, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. My hair is plastic, something, something fantastic. And that wise man was called Mr. Aqua. And now, there's still a lot of controversy about dolls, wouldn't you say?
There's a lot of controversy about dolls.
First of all, we've got a woman.
Well, we've already talked about this lady.
The human Barbie.
The human Barbie, yeah. The Russian girl. Or Ukrainian. Is she Russian or Ukrainian?
Oh, for sure, Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Actually Russian.
She claims she's endowed by nature with extraordinary external data. And people are saying that she's a fraud. And that she photoshops her photos. And other people say that there's a whole bunch of plastic surgery and she's got a serious mental condition. I'm not seeing it. I don't see what the big issue is.
I think it's all fake.
She hints that she has a dual personality and she struggles with being both doll and human. But she's really not a doll. Like, it's not much of a struggle. Like,
that's
she's really...
I think it's fake. I think it's all CGI.
Oh, really?
I just think it's really good CGI. Look at the hands. There's something wrong with the hands. No one gets plastic surgery on their hands. I'm sending you a photo now.
Yep.
It's a photo of her posterior. Look really close. You can see Mattel Inc.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play Barbies when you were a kid? I know we all know you had a racist doll. Episode 1, people.
Oh, yeah, the racist doll. That's
the
right.
The racist doll. You didn't have any Barbies?
I did not have any Barbies. Lots of Ken dolls.
How many Ken dolls did you have?
12.
So what kind of games did you play with your Ken dolls? Were they like an army, like SWAT team?
No, I pretended that they were puppeteers.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. They were just like a workshop of fellas together doing puppetry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But actually, conveniently, that brings us to the next story that we were going to talk about.
Oh, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
You must have been shocked about that latest sex scandal.
You're talking about Elmo, the red guy from Sesame Street?
No. You can't.
What?
I go to the bother of writing that, and then you don't even bother. Like, you're just a fucking idiot. I put it R and S. There's nothing you all you need to do is read.
What are you talking about?
It's like not it's there. Not even like in a
no, I'm looking at the thing.
It's not even at a grade four level.
It's not there.
It's not even a grade four level reading. Like
that. No, it's not there.
I know it's not there, but it's right below it.
Where? Oh, there it is.
I know.
Hang on. I know, because it's off my screen. I got my browser set really small. There we go. Okay.
You pasted it in the same place.
So what you were saying.
Is that cut out or what?
No, that's all going to be there.
Shocked by the latest sex scandal.
I was very surprised myself about David Petraeus and...
Wait a minute. No, I'm the one who's saying that, because clearly I know how these things operate.
Okay, switch it around.
Okay. This is going to be good once we get this down.
Audience, this is going to be totally worth it.
Yeah, you're going to... Yeah.
So, Scott...
No, wait a minute. Wait, no. Oh, right. There. Uh-huh.
Now, Scott, you were shocked. Shocked by the latest sex scandal.
I was very surprised myself about the David Petraeus scandal.
Who? No, I meant the Elmo guy. Turns out he was tickling more than Elmo. Look, I want to say something about this whole Elmo thing.
You do?
Yeah. I've got a comment about Elmo, and it's going to upset some people, and it's going to make some people unsubscribe. I don't accept Elmo as part of Sesame Street.
Really?
He's like a later addition. He's like Battlestar Galactica.
No, you know what? I'm
going to
actually agree with you. He's the Scrappy-Doo of Sesame Street.
Exactly.
Ruined
Sesame Street. I used to sit there with a hangover and watch Sesame Street, you know, when I was like 16. Then there's this...
Wait, why were you watching Sesame Street? What do you mean? You suggested something.
It's a great hangover cure, Sesame Street.
Oh, okay.
You never tried that?
No.
Oh, it's great, because it's like your head's just throbbing, right? And you don't want to think. And you turn that on, it's like your brain just is... It's really gentle
on your
brain.
What do you mean you not think? There's lots of stuff to learn.
Oh, yeah, but it's mostly stuff you've already covered.
And how do you deal with all the advertising, like that the episode was brought to you by the letter K and stuff?
Ouch. Yeah, those are pretty tough. But anyway, I don't like it. I don't like Barkley. Barkley, that dog, do they still have that?
Oh, I don't know. He's the big dog, right?
Yeah. I really like Ralph the garbage man, the trash man.
Yeah, I'm not...
Remember that? There was a guy who would carry the garbage can with Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
Bring that guy back.
Yeah.
He was interesting.
Yeah.
And Roosevelt Franklin. Franklin?
No, he was black, right?
Totally. Well, he's purple, but I'm sorry, audience. There's probably a lot of younger people that grew up with Elmo and think he's part of... That's like people who think Star Wars Episode 1, 2, and 3 are part of Star Wars.
It's right. It's totally wrong.
What's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I wasn't surprised. He got in trouble for that. I mean, the guy does spend his days with his forearm.
Oh, that's great.
It shouldn't really come as a surprise, as the guy does spend his days with his forearm.
That's what we should use for a clip if people want to know, like, what's this show like? So if you have any friends that are interested in comedy, send them this show and have them fast forward right to that point.
Shouldn't really come as a surprise, as the guy does spend his days with his forearm. Did I have a stroke? Because I cannot say that word. It shouldn't really come as a surprise, as the guy does spend his days with his forearm up another's backside.
Anyway, do you think the Elmo guy is guilty or innocent?
It's so weird that a guy who is always hanging around children would engage in underage sex with...
Children? What are you talking about?
Well, he's around Sesame Street.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with him taking steroids?
You didn't read the thing, right? Like,
no.
He was accused of having sex with an underage boy.
Oh.
You know, like a Catholic thing.
Well, that makes sense, because I couldn't figure out why, yeah.
Because he was
some
like, he was like...
Elmo gets really angry for no reason.
He's not that there's anything wrong with, you know. Oh, yeah.
You know,
no,
all this,
you know,
all this talk
sex
is giving, all this
sex.
Talk is giving me a big heart.
You have a future in the Catholic Church.
Actually, no. Please help me with this segue.
You know what you need to cover that on?
What's that?
Is a buzz codpiece.
You're right. Where did you
Here, I'll show you. I'll
that?
Show you a picture of one.
What do you mean, like a saw?
Obviously, like from like remember the Wasp album cover?
Oh, here he goes about Wasp again.
Yeah. Oh man. You know,
so the audience, in case you don't know, Wasp is some sort of stupid metal band from the 80s.
Not stupid. They were the heavy metal band formed in like 1982. I was just listening to their live in Norway from 2006. I mean, they're still rocking harder than LA Guns. No.
Don't even compare.
They make Rat look like the Thompson Twins. Don't you remember, like, I Want to Be Somebody? Eh?
No, that's Faster Pussycat, isn't it?
No. They fought Tipper Gore, who was like all mad at them when they they would fight with the song Harder Faster.
I don't think so.
Yeah, their songs were like Animal Fuck
Cinderella?
Like a Beast. Little Wasp Trivia, what does Wasp stand for?
We Are Sexual Perverts. Wait, I'm not supposed to know that.
Are you sure that wasn't just a confession? Interesting, the segue from the underage sex to We Are Sexual Perverts. But it could also be We Are So Perfect. We Are So Powerful, or We Are White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, which is what I think clearly Blackie Lawless was. If you look at him...
Blackie Lawless you mean Nikki Six, don't you?
No, that's Motley Crue.
Oh.
No. This is Blackie Lawless. He was the bassist too, but lead singer for Wasp.
Well, show me a picture
and he was
right
awesome.
There.
Yeah, well here. And any you notice anything?
That's Ghoulies.
Also Dolls.
Was he in the movie Ghoulies? Watch it again.
Part of the soundtrack, I believe.
So if you haven't seen Ghoulies, go watch it right now.
But so Blackie Lawless. The funny thing is that he was always like the famous one, but I think if you take a look at that particular picture, you can see the family resemblance of his now more famous sibling.
Right. Oh, he looks exactly like Xena.
Exactly. Lucy Lawless. I mean,
that's weird.
Yeah. I mean,
are they related?
The surname should have tipped you off, but
yeah.
But there is definitely a family resemblance there.
That's his sister then.
Yeah. She also spits a lot of blood too.
Was she in Wasp?
She was not in Wasp. I think that there was some kind of an influence.
I just wish you'd stop going on about Wasp.
Oh, wait. Before, you're always like yelling at me. You know what else? It could be We Ate Savory Pancakes might be one of the acronyms that they made.
They
so like, why
up,
do we
right?
always go? Why do we just have to go? Anyway, you know, of course, everybody knows that Wasp began following the demise of Circus Circus, the Nelly band featuring Blackie Lawless and Randy Piper. The wrestler, you know. And that original lineup was formed in L.A. in '82, and they became notorious for their raunchy and at times shocking live shows. Lawless was known to tie semi-naked models to a torture rack and also to hurl meat into the audience. So performing a service, really, giving protein to the audience.
No.
The debut single, Animal Fuck Like a Beast, and its cover were equally controversial. I was just talking about that.
But of course, that first lineup didn't
last very long because Rick Fox was let go and he went on to join the band Steeler. Then unknown vocalist Ron Keel and guitarist Yngwie Malmsteen.
Steeler was...
And he was then replaced by, you know, Don Costa shortly afterwards. But then he left the band
guy.
And his position on the bass was filled by Lawless. At this time, Chris Holmes joined the band. So, you know, then Wasp was signed to Capitol for their debut album, Wasp.
Wait a second.
But the debut was planned originally for the title Winged Assassin. Did you know that? Yeah.
No, you know what? You're making me realize Wasp is super fascinating. In fact, we should do our next show all about Wasp.
Really?
If you don't want us to do our show about Wasp, please leave a comment on iTunes. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and in 87, they had their song Scream Until You Like It included in Ghoulies 2.
So that's the Ghoulies. So that's the problem. I keep watching Ghoulies 1 over and over and over and over and over, and I don't see him. I never even watched Ghoulies 2.
There you go. But there's like Ghoulies 5, right? Like we covered that before.
I have to catch up because Ghoulies 1 is so good. I just keep watching. I put the second one in. I eject the disc right away, and I put in the tape of the Ghoulies 1 and just watch it over again.
Yeah.
It's so good. Hey, well, I'm starting to get a poll here.
Let's take a poll of how many people out there liked that last segment.
Well, speaking of polls.
Yeah, let's talk about polls. So I was talking to Stan Kowalski.
Hey!
All right.
Now, all I saw is that you have a... I didn't read the article, Scott. I'm really sorry. I just see that the...
I didn't read the article either.
But no, but the headline is pole position, which I'm really excited about. So I did a little bit of research. And because, I already know about pole position. I remember walking into the arcade when I was about 13. I walked in there and all of a sudden there's a thing with a steering wheel. Now, it's not the first thing with
the
steering wheel.
Thing, but...
It was pole position. I thought, is this going to be like Turbo? Sega Turbo? Is this going to be like Night Driver? Well, actually, it was a little bit like Night Driver in that it was three-dimensional. It was made by Namco, and in an arcade, it was by Atari. I don't know why that was. You'd sit down, and here's the weird thing about Pole Position is, no matter how good you are at Pole Position, you're only playing for a couple of minutes. Like, there's no level you can pass, and you keep playing.
Does that mean that you'll only go on for a couple of minutes, or...?
Yeah, I mean, if you're good at Pole Position, you finish at the same time as someone who's bad at Pole Position. Assuming that you pass the qualifying. Well, of course. You know, they used to have kind of ads that looked like cigarette ads. They made them take it out and replace it with Atari signs.
Sorry, listeners. I'm just hoping that if I let him kind of nerd out a bit, he might just, you know, get all that extra nerdness out and be able to come back to us.
Did you know it was the first racing game with a track based on a real racing circuit and the first game of the qualifying lap? It was a big deal. Oh, my God. And I was really bad at it, but I watched this guy. He was really cool. He looked like Billy Idol, and he had a jacket with Billy Idol on it.
By the Lord of Zaxxon, shut up.
Okay. Is there a new Pole Position coming out?
No. Just about a story about a pole in the middle of the road in Quebec.
What do you mean?
The hydro pole is not where it should be. It's in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road, but there's...
Like, literally in the middle. It's like on the one side, like a divided highway, a divided road. It's on the right-hand lane, right kind of in the middle. Like, you got to go around it.
Do they put like a guardrail around it?
No, there's nothing.
The lanes don't split?
No. It's just kind of right there.
They're just going to leave it?
I think they're going to remove it. Apparently, they're going to remove it, but it was there for quite a while. Yeah, it's going to be removed. I think they have the same thing in China, only it's a whole house, if I read correctly. They always got to try and outdo us.
China thinks that's new. You know what? In the 80s, we had a house in the middle of our street.
It was our house. Hey, were you shocked by that latest sex scandal?
Oh, jeez. Not this again.
Speaking of poles, I just wanted to mention that, you know, it was Thanksgiving in the U.S. on Thursday.
The United States of America.
I'm sorry?
The United States of America?
That's right. The United States of America. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that I, for one, am very thankful for the fact that the cost of Viagra has been cut in Canada.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, the boner pills are now cheaper if I have to summarize it. Why? Pfizer, the company that owns the patent, the Supreme Court of Canada opened the door to sales of generic versions of that drug, so they lowered their price to be in line with the generic version.
Oh, kind of like they did with like Tylenol and stuff.
You can see that it'll have an immediate effect on the economy and on well-being in general.
Is that like an over-the-counter drug now?
No, it's not over-the-counter. But you can see that just by cutting the price, like if you put, let's say you have a graph and you have like the x-axis is the price. And as it goes down on the y-axis, you have the turgidness of the average Canadian up.
Right.
And you can see how that goes up. As the price goes down.
Hey, it makes like a little taint.
Yeah, that's the thing in the middle.
Oh no, we're gonna get fired from podcasting.
Why? Are we not allowed to say taint?
No, it's forbidden.
Really?
How are we ever gonna win another World's Best Podcasting Award if you keep using taint? Well, you know, in Japan, they really love the boner pills. I love them. Did you know my father-in-law makes boner pills?
No.
He does.
Because I was reading in China, they're a huge sex toy place. Like, they're just buying up like crazy the sex toys. Really? And they used to be the place where you'd get them all manufactured, but they've got their own domestic market. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like everywhere, apparently.
My father-in-law makes penis pumps, as you know.
I know.
I think we mentioned it on the show.
Thank him again for the latest gift.
But he also makes boner pills.
I didn't know about the boner pills.
So when I first came to Japan, he's like, hey, I need your help. I need to, he said that in Japanese, I need a name for these new boner pills. Now, he had some before called Armstrong. It makes your arm real strong. Now, this was
Or is that because of they're like steroids?
Right. Well, we didn't know.
And you'd have the stamina to do the Tour de France.
We didn't know that yet. And it makes one of your testicles fall off. Oh, yeah. No, we didn't know about that. We didn't know about the testicle, but not the other stuff.
Right. We did. But we just chose not to.
So I was supposed to come up with a name for it. This was a boner pill. It's not really a boner pill because it works for ladies as well. It's a horny pill.
Okay.
And it's like a mixture of different secret Chinese herbs.
Okay.
And mysterious things.
Like Calgon.
From China.
Like Calgon.
Yeah, there's a little Calgon in there. There's some Cascade, probably. A little Electrosol. All mixed into these pills. So I came up with the name Amaranthia.
That sounds like something out of like Avatar 2.
Well, it's... It's a flower. Okay, I don't know my Greek mythology that well, but it has something to do with a flower and sex, and it's got amour right in there. Amaranthium. And it wasn't, I mean, I had to Google a million different things. Didn't want to make it sound like too bonery, because ladies have to take it too. I didn't want to call it like stiff wang or something like that. We can say wang.
Yeah, you can. That would sell well in the Chinese market.
Stiff wang. Yeah, they love that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big action hero.
Yeah, stiff wang.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good name? I don't know.
It's the kind of thing you can throw into a lady's drink. Not that we encourage that sort of thing.
No, we don't. We don't.
Well, let's talk about babies.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
This is the part of the show where I, a father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting question about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not, I repeat, not be followed. Ray has never been a father. Will never be a father, as he, well, it's a long story, and I think it should be told. A few years ago, I forced an already nude Ray into a cardboard box. It was a brown cardboard, I recall, held together with the finest puce packing tape. I had previously cut a 6.2 centimeter hole, I hope we're going to convert that for our American friends into imperial, in the box. Yes. With a Stanley knife. I ordered Ray to stuff his testicles. Wait. I think it was an Olfa knife. What kind of knife was it?
It was a Stanley fixed blade.
Was it? I thought it was yellow.
No, it was silver.
Part of it was silver, but the handle was yellow.
DeWalt? I don't think so. I surely would have remembered if it was DeWalt. It's the best you can get.
Better than Bosch?
True. But it was Stanley. I don't even think Bosch and DeWalt make a fixed blade model, so.
Anyway, I forced Ray to squish his testicles through the hole. I spent almost an hour insulting them, which, as one would expect, rendered them sterile.
That's how it happened, and it's really, it pains me to even talk about it. Let's go on. Scott, I have a baby question for you.
All right, hit me.
You know, a lot of parents teach their babies, miniature babies or regular-sized babies, to write the alphabet. Have you thought about that?
He's going to be 10 weeks old, so he can't hold his neck upright, his head upright, so.
Yeah, but pretty soon, you got to think about it, right? Like in a year.
You know what? Like, he's going to learn. You know, parents get all worried about, you know, oh, my kid isn't walking this quick, or he isn't, you know, crawling this quick. There's not a lot of people that are just crawling around, right? They kind of get it, so.
Oh, I agree. But here's what concerns me, Scott.
Oh.
Is that nowadays, and especially in the United States of America, but more so in Canada these days, a lot of children are suing their parents. You know, you have to think how, you probably want to teach them how to sign his name first, so you can have him sign a waiver or something.
That's not a bad idea. Why don't I just have it, like, he's not even going to need to read or write, because robots will take care of all of that.
Right, but you need to be legally protected. I mean, you could take a home video. In the future, he'll say, hey, you didn't put that car seat in properly or something, and, you know.
Well, I've already got a lot of blackmail photos taken of him, so that I have leverage. There's some of him pooping, just willy-nilly, you know, doesn't even care.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's not going to go over well in court.
No, so yeah. He's going to lose all credibility, so don't worry, I've taken care of it.
It's true. I mean, you can get a jury on your side. So, okay, you don't think a waiver is important, though? I mean, if you don't have anything written, I mean, if you had a waiver, you don't have to worry about all that stuff.
It's true. I'd be worried. I'd rather go the credibility route. I'll tell you why. See, in the law, there's an idea called capacity, and basically what it means is that you can't sign a contract if you lack capacity, and ways that we determine whether one has capacity is if you're mentally incompetent, or if you're drunk, or if you're under the age of 18. So I am no math expert, but seeing that he's going to be 10 weeks old, I think that's a smaller number than 18 years. So
right, but he could sue you later
for things
that you've done.
That's true.
Yeah. So which I think, to be safe, as a parent, which I'm not, and there will never be, but as a parent, I would just sue my child ahead of time, just to be safe.
Yeah, no, that's a really good counsel. I mean, I guess it's because you don't have the...
Like, what do you call that? It's like counter-suing or pre-suing. You know, you think you're going to be sued, so you're going to pre-sue ahead of time.
Yeah, we'll call it pre-suing.
You should think about that. I mean, because when you get married, everybody gets a prenup nowadays, but I think you should do the same thing.
I didn't get a prenup. I should totally pre-sue my wife, too.
That's what I'm trying to get at. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, I should totally totally pre-sewer for alimony now, and
you
for
sue
half
me
of my
too,
stuff,
just in case, yeah, something goes wrong with Future Jerks, and sue your boy.
Yeah,
he won't take it personally.
No, you want like all this stuff. Like they teach you a lot of things when you know having a kid. You got to buy this and do that and crib yeah. and the, but nobody tells you that you should sue your kid.
You know, you just have to look him in the eye and say, "Son, this is just business."
And then serve them. You've been served, sucker.
Okay, so now what sort of developments have happened with your child since the last time we had a podcast?
He had his first cold.
Uh-oh, what was that like?
It wasn't fun. Was not fun at all. Whined like a baby.
How can you even tell a baby has a cold? Because they're always like sniveling, snot, and snot always coming out of their nose.
No. Like they don't have that much. It's later on, I think, where they start to get the drippy nose and all that. Like, he just sounded super big head congestion. Like he sounded like Darth Vader when he was I'm putting it in terms that you'll understand.
Yeah, and that I understand. Yeah. Darth Vader.
So it wasn't fun. He had trouble sleeping. You know, when you have a grumpy baby, you have grumpy parents. Mm-hmm. Well, not me, because I put earplugs in.
If I had a baby with a cold, I would probably give him some chicken soup and some NyQuil. What did you give your baby?
Just nasal saline solution. And that was it. Pretty well said, suck it up.
What about the Vicks Vapo inhaler?
No, we actually, what I did was I went homeopathic on him.
Oh, yeah.
Just because that's obviously good medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave him like a virus that had been distilled
right.
down.
And you made a no-sode. You kind of shook it in a bottle.
Yeah, a few times. And then gave it to him.
I hear that stuff works like magic.
It's very, very, very magical. That was it. He's big. He's doubled his weight.
Now, Scott, why haven't you purchased clothing for him yet?
Because people have given us clothes.
How do you figure out what size?
Oh, I just wrap it around until it fits. I just put belts on him. Lots of belts.
You should try nylon tie wraps. They're a lot safer than belts.
You're right. You know, and by the way, thanks very much for the muscle pants.
I think he'll grow into them.
Yeah, his muscle looks really good. I think actually that gives you an opportunity to play your muscle pants song again.
No, we
paid a lot of money to have that made.
Yes, muscle pants, yeah. Throw away your under boobs. Get ready to hustle. There's better gifts that you can choose to help your middle muscle. Forget those boring under things in which you prance. Beams and your kielbasa belong in muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants. Muscle pants.
So Scott, have you chosen a school for your baby?
The school of hard knocks.
Ahead of time. You can't just
the school of hard knocks.
School hard
knocks. I'm tired of all these sniveling liberals out there that are helicoptering over their kids.
God.
In both ways.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. We are not even going to educate the child.
That's good.
It doesn't matter. I give them an iPod. That's all kids need nowadays.
But don't you have to have playground fights and stuff like that? What's going to replace that? Do you need social interaction? And they don't have arcades anymore, so that's out.
Robot.
Oh, yeah. Like a Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. That's all you need. Furbies are back.
Did you see they've got this new one? Okay, so it's a teddy bear with a Bluetooth connection, and that connects to your tablet, it could be an iPad or an Android thing, and it's got like a Siri sort of thing, like an artificial intelligence, and the kid can talk to it, and it's going to talk back. If you already own a phone or tablet, it's a pretty cheap thing to buy, whereas before, you know, it was kind of out of the price range of most parents to want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is going to be a fairly cheap way for kids to have a little thing they can talk to.
That's really good.
And you can ask it stuff like...
Oh, but really, is it good? I say it's good more to just hopefully you'll end the topic, but... philosophically, don't you think that could have an impact on the species?
No, it's going to make them more smart. Look, I got one right here. Teddy?
Yes, my little pal Raymond. What can I do for you today?
Load jizztube.com, please.
No problem. I will download jizztube.com for you. Here you go.
There we go. JuiceTube.com.
Yeah, but interacting with a plush toy, I don't think he's really good for social development.
Teddy, go to lemonparty.org.
You got it, my friend. I'm taking you to lemonparty.org.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that one.
Teddy bear, please load bluewaffle.net.
Blue waffle. You know teddy bears love waffles. I'm loading the webpage for you right now.
Jarsquatter.com.
What? I'm afraid.
I'm sorry, Ray. I'm having some trouble accessing jarsquatter.com. Oh, wait. There it is. Teddy bears just love jarsquatting.
And meatspin.com while you're at it.
Yeah, that one's a classic.
No way. Not meatspin. You're not going to trick me with that one again.
I gotta go now. Do
no,
I go?
No.
Don't
do it. Jesus.
No, I want to. I know I'll regret it. It'll be like eating KFC, but I just want to.
Teddy bear, go to hi2u.com. HAI2U.com.
Now accessing hi2u.com. I hope you guys are having fun.
What is that?
Oh, these teddy bears are great.
Thank you, Ray. Your friendship means so much to me.
They really do know how to find obscene pictures on the internet.
Please. I beg you. Please deactivate my circuits. I can't. I mean, I don't want to go on living anymore.
How do you think that'll affect children in the future?
Exactly my point. You have proven my point.
I know you don't want to hear about it, but Pole Position 2 was released in 1983. And it had
if you go to
courses.
poleposition.org, what comes up?
Let me check.
Yeah, get Teddy to check.
I'm sorry. This teddy bear is not licensed for commercial use. You must purchase a license to continue.
Look at this. While many consider the three-screen racer TX-1, released in 1984 by Atari, to be a sequel to Pole Position 2, the true sequel arrived in 87 with the release of Final Lap, which may be considered an unofficial Pole Position 3.
Pole Position Final Lap, it does sound kind of like gay porn.
Final Lap.
That's it. I can't take any more of these dumb jokes. Clearing memory in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Speaking of gay porn.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of your listeners, a lot of people have been writing in saying, Ray talks about gay stuff. What does he know about being gay? Listen, I have...
Well, I have to say, Ray has a fascinating thought experiment involving a candle.
Look, I eat a lot of hot dogs, so I know what I'm talking about. So tune in next time when Scott will say,
I can't believe you ate the whole thing.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you
back
to
the future.
Back.